News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We've been chatting throughout the morning about whether violence is out of control in TV drama. Libby Purves has been writing about this in the Times of London today, and it does seem to be something that you have noticed, our listeners as well. BBC TV critic Scott Bryan is with us. Morning, Scott.
Morning.
How much of this is a symptom of the move away from traditional linear television, where everything was closely regulated, to the world of online streaming, where you have to be a little bit out there for people to pay the subscriptions?
I mean, I think that might be sort of partially a factor. I mean, I would say that a lot of streaming services are not regulated in the same way that a domestic TV channel is. However, I think in recent years, they've actually sort of realised, actually, you know, it is good for us to be having similar broadcast standards than TV. So you see certificates or maybe disclaimers ahead of episodes and there's going to be some violence. But I think what's happened in the last sort of couple of years or the last few years is two things. I think what you've had is streamers who are maybe competing and have an endless amount of money to make things as realistic as possible. So you've seen, for example, shows such as Squid Game or The Boys or There's a Thousand Blows, which is a boxing drama currently on Disney Plus, where things feel and look quite lifelike. And also at the same time, you've seen the end of sort of family traditional viewing, aka like you are still having those sort of crowd pleasers that are suitable for all generations, but actually you're now seeing a greater fragmentation. So it means that there's been a rise of shows that are only suitable for adults. And that means that I think for some program makers, they felt, oh, you know, we can actually go there with
they feel they have to. And I've been pointing at Squid Games as the classic example of a gateway drug to young children to see violence, because, you know, you wrap it up in a kind of an idea that it's a nice little Korean game. And then all of a sudden people are being shot left, right and centre and there's blood everywhere.
Well, I mean, I think in Squid Games case, same case with The Boys, I think it's sort of gratuitous violence is there to shock and provoke rather than entertain. I think it's like the main sort of core part of that program, I think, is sort of highlighting just the darkness of humanity, and also the fact that in this sort of capitalist society that they have in this program as the theme, that the people at the bottom of society would go for extreme lengths for their survival. Now, I guess, you know, there are some people who might not really take that sort of theme on board, who might see it as face value and actually would enjoy the gore from it. I would say that the majority of viewers who would see those sort of shows would actually be left uncomfortable by those themes and would sort of take some sort of satisfaction in the darkness, but it's not necessarily like they're reveling in the violence either.
There's always layers to it, and the violence is definitely one layer that has been put on a bit thick of late. Scott Bryan, TV critic, pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.